do it.
Phone in your questions at 516-747-4757.
Yeah, Roscoe?
Hold on one second, please.
WBAU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Roscoe?
Yes.
Yeah, very good to hear your voice. I forgot what you sounded like.
Hello?
Yes. It's nice to hear you say that. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about commercial radio and the way it sounds.
Yes.
You said it hasn't gotten any better. There are times when I think it's gotten worse. You know, because it's beginning to sound like is a top 40 market, except in the album vein.
Yes.
And which I can't understand much, but
in my opinion, it's because they become comfortable with a few artists who have a name, and they become like standards, and they become crutches.
But is it the top brass on the managerial level, or is it people like Scott Muni, the program director at one of the stations, and the chalks on the air, or what?
It's everybody involved who's dishonest with himself. In other words, if he feels uncomfortable about a circumstance, he should state it to management. Normally, he doesn't state it because he's afraid of losing his position. If he had any talent, he wouldn't have to worry about losing his position, because of standing on the principle.
Because I was talking to one guy, and I knew from non-commercial radio days, which I know you're familiar with as well. And I said, it's too bad that you can't be better. And he said, radio is a business, whether we like it or not. We'd all like to be doing different things, but everybody is just plain scared. That's why this market, as you said earlier, the college market, and there are things that I do not like about this station, but the one thing is that it is freer.
Yes.
And has at least the potential to be freer than that commercial market, which we really might as well just give up on, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it's just too bad. I don't blame you for getting out of that. All I hear is the possibility of you getting back in.
But have faith, though. Have faith that it will. It'll survive. I mean, it has to survive.
Who's going to make the major changes, though?
I think QIV is a good step forward.
If they get on the air.
They'll get on the air. Be optimistic.
The problem is, it's terrible because one good station is going off, and one other good station is going to go on, and
yes, but that, I have a feeling, too, that, and this is only an opinion, that WNCN will be represented possibly by another station, or their format will be represented, possibly by another station. It'll balance itself out. But
I hope so, because, and the QIV, if it gets on the air.
Yes,
it will not. I know, you've got a program director named Larry Miller, I think, who
yes.
At least is innovative, and I remember the hopes that everybody had for NEW and the station, which is now 99X and whatever. There was a lot of hope for them, too.
Justifiably so at the time.
They never delivered.
Yeah, well, I say it was justified at the time, but they didn't deliver. That's a fact. That's why we're having this discussion now.
Yeah.
And they just stopped growing. I mean, it's as simple as that.
But we can pretty much forget about that, about them growing, I guess.
They'll grow as a result of somebody else growing, or as a result of their own personal, circumstances, failures, at the station, hopefully.
Mm.
See?
Yeah.
But
it's a shame when this market has to pull the weight. Really is.
What, New York?
That the college market.
The college market should.
For the commercial media, which is lagging behind.
Yeah, but the college market should. The problem is that the college market is not recognized properly. College market should. Ellen and I. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay,
it's a pleasure talking with you.
Right, you too.
Good night.
We have another call.
Hello, Roscoe.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
I'm glad to hear you're back in New York.
Oh, it's nice to be back. It really is.
Like the voice of an old friend that you never met.
That's nice, man.
That's very nice to hear. It really is. It makes me very happy. Very,
good,
very happy.
Good.
I hope we don't disappoint you, you know, with this new venture, you know?
Yeah, I called to ask you about this new venture because there's a, well, in my mind, I see a conflict of interest because LWNCN, which is the radio station which would be replaced by the station which you'd be beginning, is probably the finest classical station that's in New York at the time.
Yes.
And your station will probably be the best rock station, progressive music station in New York. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that the two happen to be centered on the same station.
It is. It is very, very unfortunate. But as I explained to the other gentleman, I think that another station is going to pick that up.
It looks like that's going to happen.
I think so. I think that's the only logical thing to do. I think it'd be commercially successful too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll be without a classical station in New York.
Yeah. Well, that particular station, that programming has to be very good. I enjoy listening to Bill Watson.
It was becoming a New York tradition. Actually, it is.
Yeah.
You know, at NCN. No question about it. And what I like about this disagreement, if one is to like a disagreement, is the fact that NCN is respected, and NCN is respecting the possibility of QIV. This is being handled, in my opinion, in such a sophisticated, intelligent way. They're discussing it.
That's good.
And the FCC does not exercise any kind of, dictatorial powers, nor has it implied any such thing.
No discriminatorial type thing?
None whatsoever.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it fascinated me. And the guys, Tom O'Hare and Larry Mullen, the rest of them, representing QIV, they're still there at the same time the others representing NCN are there, right? And no one is insensitive to the possibility of any one of us being affected in a negative sense by it. Because it's unsettled now. When I express that we're going on, I'm being optimistic about it. Only because I have no reason to be pessimistic about it.
I know what you mean, or know what you meant about leaving to get an objective view of things.
Yes.
I've had a similar experience, and it's good to hear someone come back. I went to school in Europe.
And in broadcasting in France, it was difficult to get used to the idea that what actually happened was not in the news, not expressed in the news. There were do's and don'ts in the control room. You couldn't even consider the possibility of any, not just the president, but the ministers, you couldn't consider the possibility that they would be wrong on issue, or that there's no question about time being made available to them at any time they choose, to interrupt your program or whatever, It belongs to them, in other words. It doesn't belong to people.
Uh-huh.
At all. And I was one of those who was, in a sense, sympathetic in the fight here to make radio, reflect the feeling of the people, the taste of the people. There you do that and it's subversive. If you even imply it, it's subversive. And I'm not speaking of, Hungary or Czechoslovakia, I'm speaking of France. See?
Yeah. I remember your old phrase, reality is the hippest trip. I remember that from...
Yeah, I just
that
had
stuck
to.
Stuck in my mind when I first.
I just had to accomplish that, okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dream.
That was a good phrase, though. That was a good phrase.
Yeah, maybe we'll find it in the 70s now, right?
Let's reword it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, just live it.
Live it.
Yeah, that's all we have to do now is just live it, man.
Okay.
All right. Okay, beautiful. It was nice talking with you. And the phones are lit up here, man. Tom, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Roscoe.
Take care, buddy.
Good night to Ellen, too.
Okay, he says good night to Ellen.
Oh, okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for calling.
Fine talking to you all.
Good. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're back on the air, and I usually read the forecast for Colorado and the Rocky Mountains and things, you know, in case people are going out there.
That's a good idea.
But anyway, while I do that, I would like you to talk, and I'll be back in 1 minute.
I don't believe it.
Spontaneous.
You really want me to talk?
Yes. You and Alan can carry on a dialogue.
All right, Alan.
Okay.
That's very good. That's very good. No, you sit here with me and just talk. And I've been wanting to ask you questions anyhow, but now I can really ask you now. See? Now you were involved like totally in you know, the rock scene in London when it hit here, and I've been wanting to ask you if it had the same impact that you heard it had over here. Did it have the same impact in Europe?
Here, you mean?
No, I mean before. Before, because you were right. I mean, you were in London at the time.
Well, it's never the same as the first time, is it? I mean, it never really is quite the same as the first time.
You're trying to avoid my question. was the impact the same though? For instance, when the Beatles hit over here, and you could feel it over there.
We could feel the energy coming back. Definitely, yeah. Into.
Well, was it the same impact? You know,
I think it's stronger. It's
stronger.
It was more. It made it a world renowned. For real, it was for real. It wasn't just a little dream in a little country.
Yeah, I can't get over the fact that, like you, as far as I'm concerned, see the Beatles. I mean, that's a legend. You know, musical legend.
That's
right?
All part of that time.
Right. Exactly. And the fact that. I mean, you lived in a sense in their environment. I mean, when they were developing, part of it. That's right. Yeah, and that excites me because we here, in a sense, we're not that close to them. Do you understand?
Yeah, but history's being built here now with music, and it always has been. But for the English rock and roll, it's being built here. We come here to see all the incredible artists that are here.
Yeah, it's an exchange.
It's an complete exchange.
Yeah, it's a definite exchange because through the Beatles, for instance, I learned more about the English culture than I had ever learned in school.
Yeah, they put it into words and music.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah, and it has fascinated me that particular generation, without having actually physically visited another culture. They were involved in it spiritually because that's what the Beatles were involved in.
Well, it became mobile, world mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what made it.
Yeah, yeah. And
happen.
What came from it? Oh, phew. From I Want to Hold Your Hand to Bangladesh, man.
Absolutely.
Wow. And on and on and on now. You know.
And imagine.
Like strawberry fields and Norwegian wood. And
phew. I've heard they just made a show of Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, I understand they have. Yeah,
that should be quite an interesting show for the 70s.
See, the obvious things I don't even think of. When someone said to me, I think he mentioned it to me, they have, you know, a Sergeant Pepper show now. You know, that's so obvious. I mean, it's so right.
Why did it take so long?
right. You know, why did it take so long? Wow.
And that was packed and delivered how many years ago?
Yes.
64.
Yes, can you imagine?
10 years later, they're deciding that it might be good enough material.
That's right. I mean, it was then.
It was then.
That's right. That's how obvious it was. And when I think of what's going into that, wow.
Well, they're just discovering the children's to the human being's needs, I think, to be entertained.
I still, you know, from that whole period, man, The Walrus fascinates me. I mean, really, yes, yes. I am you and you and me and we're all together. I mean, it fascinates me, that whole concept. And I know about 1,000 years from now, they're going to use that. They're going to finally discover...
A record.
Exactly, that's right.
A little gold case.
That's right. And it's going to represent...
What you want on your desert island.
The whole thing. The whole thing. Wow.
They used to do a program in England called Desert Island Discs and ask people to come up and do a program and ask them what records they would like if they were left on an island. It's quite interesting to see... they went from really extreme, from the classic to rock and roll to nursery rhymes.
Yes.
What do you need when you're on a...
Wherever they head.
I hear about 6 months ago, Dave Herman on NAWS asked people to write in, and he said if you were going to be stranded on a desert island with one record,
that'd be a tough decision. But I wouldn't mind going along with Sergeant Pepper.
I would have to.
To start with.
I would have to. Because
the variety,
I mean, what a beginning. I mean, the variety that's contained in Sergeant Pepper, man. What always fascinated me was that, now I can't recall a composition by the Beatles, right? For instance, at the height of the thing, over, you know, 6 minutes, and I just said 6 minutes because I think The Walrus was maybe 6 minutes, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Penny Lane, mm-hmm. you know, Strawberry Fields, everything, Norwegian Wood, I mean, yeah, Michelle, you know, they were short, yeah. I think that the fact that we had long playing, I mean, you know, long cuts on the record, 9 times out of 10 you'd find that they were experimenting. Mm-hmm. They didn't construct that, you know, and calculate it and say, you know, here's a beginning and there's so much in between and there's an end. I think they were experimenting because you cannot, with the exception of the classics, you cannot, in free form, contemporary music, yeah. so to speak, you cannot sustain... any part of it, or you cannot sustain a greater part of it, in the sense that of the classics, it's not constructed that way. The nature of it, it being free form, you know, means that somewhere along the line, doing a solo, somebody is experimenting. You know, he's not that fruitful always. You see, it's like a jam session.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find myself and you know other people who play. You know, who do radio,
mm-hmm.
doing the same thing sometimes if you're going for a record really fast, and if you see something new, you hesitate before you put it on because you don't, you know, you're not exactly sure how it's going to sound or you don't know how it's going to be taken.
Right, right.
But more times, you know, like 9 times out of 10, I find that it's not a mistake to play the new one.
Not at all. I mean, because that's, you know, it's growth and it's what keeps the... business moving. It's what keeps you know, entertainment active and it keeps the people informed because everybody's informed through the lyrics of a song, and that's what fascinates me. I just want to get on and of course play some of the you know, the basic things, those that have become standards.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, just all the new things, names that I can't even pronounce. You know, I mean, just play them and all of us grow together from it.
I love this kind of radio. I remember that WFUV used to do a lot of these things where they'd have a disc jockey would do 3 hours and he would have guests, or he would even just in his own rights read things or talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
I knew one guy who used to work at FUV. His name was Ozzy Alfonso, and he was there for almost 7 years and he just left.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get him up here before he goes going to Texas. And what he did was so good because he would have actually do things like he would perform a radio circus on the air during mm-hmm. his program, and he mm-hmm. would have different people who were just there in the studio.
Yes.
And they would come in and they would take parts in the circus. Let me see. So what should we do now? I guess we'll finish up talking because we have only a couple of minutes left. Well, we have a minute and a half. And what can we sum up in a minute and a half?
Just
really.
Just at the continued success, and I'm fascinated by all this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a full schedule of programming during the day, right?
Oh yeah, we have educational programming. We have a Carry Current side of the station, which is on 7 to 9 in the mornings, and then it's on
7:30 to 10 in the mornings,
yeah.
And 2:30 to 5 in the afternoons.
Uh-huh.
That can only be picked up on campus.
And then on the FM, we start at 5 p.m., and we go to 1 a.m. Monday through Sunday. And from 10 to 1 Monday through Sunday, we have rock shows and a couple of soul shows.
Oh, great.
And then we have, from the 8 to 10 slots, we have 2 hours of folk, jazz, and blues on alternating nights. Anyway, we're going to go off now. It's about 1 o'clock at WBAU, and I'd like to thank Roscoe and Alan for coming up tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Such a pleasure. I know I'm speaking. Yeah, of course.
And I hope you get your car started.
Right, nobody would believe it.
A car problem here tonight. You know? But anyway, we'll be back next Thursday between 10 and 1, as usual. No restrictions and no changes. And for now, I guess just say we'll see you next week. My name's Ellen Lutzak, and I really enjoyed being here tonight. So we'll see you next Thursday night.
At this time, WBAU Garden City, the student-operated radio station licensed to Adelphi University, concludes another broadcast day. WBAU operates on 90.3 megahertz FM channel 212 with an effective radiated power of 390 watts of the horizontal and vertical planes as authorized by the FCC. Our transmitter is located on the campus of Nassau Community College in Garden City.